We are so excited for a new year at KPLU that will, we hope, feature an exclusive live studio performance every week. Starting off the year, we have a Seattle Jazz All-Star collaboration. One of the top jazz singers in Seattle, Gail Pettis, is here, backed by the Northwest's favorite gypsy jazz band, Pearl Django. And we're thrilled to have them live in our studios today. Please welcome Pearl Django and Gail Pettis.
Thank you. Are we going to start with Flamingo, which is a jazz standard, and then we're going to kind of weave in a Django Reinhardt tune right in the middle, and then you'll see what happens when you'll hear it.
Flamingo, with your tropical hue, flying over the island to my lover nearby. Flamingo, like a flame in the sky, speak of passion undying and the love that is true. The wind sings a song to you as you go, a song that I hear below, murmuring palms. Flamingo, when the sun meets the sea, say farewell to my lover and hasten to me.
In the afternoon. Gail, I'm so pleased to finally have you here in the studios. It seems like you've been a hot name on the Seattle area jazz scene for years and years and years, but it really hasn't been that long. Could you tell us about how you got into singing jazz?
Time flies. And my passion for quite a while before I started singing jazz was West Coast swing dance. And there's an element of improvisation and communication with other with dance partners that I really, really enjoyed. And I had a knee injury. And then I was unable to be on the dance floor and was still looking for something that had would help me still have a connection to the music. And, you know, I thought there was no life after dance. I thought there wouldn't be anything that I would enjoy nearly as much. And kind of a roundabout way, I have a tendency to get long-winded, and I know we have a limitation on the time, like hours. No, I'm just kidding.
Take your time.
But I tried a number of things and then just found that there was an element of creating something on the fly that I really, really enjoyed in jazz music as well.
When you started singing, you were in a class with a bunch of young kids. Was that encouraging to you or intimidating?
How truthful do I need to be on the air?
Just don't swear.
Well, you know, it was really interesting. And I would say it was a little bit of both because I wasn't aware that this class was intended for people who had a background in music theory and people who were instrumentalists. And so there was a lot of conversation that was really over my head, and I was there with my tape recorder, and I'd go home and look things up. But we made some great music together. We wrote some tunes together, and one thing that was really, really the most encouraging thing was that, you know, a lot of people have the great fortune to have the opportunity to come to music through formal training, and then others of us have a lot of our education in the street. Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't sound
right. On the stage.
But on the stage. And the instructor who was teaching, who was my very first jazz instructor, Darren Motamedi, actually, he said, don't feel intimidated because there was a name for everything that's done in music. He said that those things existed before there was a name for them, before there was a music theory term. So that was really kind of validating and encouraging. And, you know, and would like to gain more knowledge and be able to blow these guys away with my intellectual music theory terms. So I'm working on that.
Excellent. Michael Gray, this is your third time with the band live on KPLU. The first two times with world-class guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli and Martin Taylor. And now you're working with singer Gail Pettis. And I know you've worked with her before, but sometimes singers have a bad rap working with established bands. And I wonder if you could tell us what you're looking for when you're working with a special guest singer.
For them to pay us really well. Well, we just love Seattle's. First of all, has got some fabulous singers, Gail, Greta Matassa, and we've worked with both of them, and we just love working with Gail. Her voice just really seems to suit this style of music, and it also just kind of has. I don't know. I get a little nostalgic when I hear her sing, especially to these tunes. It's just really kind of cool, and she's most singers are really easy to work with. Did you hear that, Gail?
Gail included.
No, and Gail's easily one of those. So.
Excellent. Gail Pettis here live in our studios with Pearl Django. We'd love to hear another tune. What would you like to do for us next? A little Django Reinhardt?
I think we're going to do, this is one that, I love the Billie Holiday version of this. Wonderful. This is called What a Little Moonlight Can Do.
Oh, yeah.
And Gail nails this one.
Cause your poor tongue cannot utter the words I love you. Ooh, what a little bit of moonlight can do to you. Oh, wait a while till a moonbeam comes peeping through. You resist him, and all you say when you have kissed him is, ooh, a little bit, moonlight can do. Tongue just can't utter the word. I love you, I love you, I love you. Ooh, what a little bit of moonlight can do. Wait a while till a moonbeam comes peeping through. You get bold, you can't resist him at all. You say when you have kissed him, and ooh, what a little. Ooh, what a little bit of moonlight can do.
Gail Pettis is here singing with Pearl Django, and I want to talk a little bit with the boys in the band. As I said, it was their third trip to KPLU studio sessions, and I want to ask a little bit about this band that I think a lot of people in the Northwest take for granted. They've been around for a long time. This version of the band has been together for a long time, but I'd like to go back to the origins of the group, and actually, I'm not sure if we have any original members of the band here. I know David was around at the beginning recording the group, and Michael Gray, you were part of the band early on as well.
Yes, I think I missed the very first recording session, which was in 1994, I believe.
Yeah, 93, 94, right, you know, around there.
Somewhere back in the Ice Age.
I wonder if you could tell us a story about the origins of the band name, because this is something I think that gets lost in the annals of time. But there was a lot of excitement in the Seattle music scene back around 20, 25 years ago. And the gypsy jazz band Pearl Django takes their name from what was it?
That's a good question. Well, I think when the way it started was as a trio, and it was Neil Anderson, Dudley Hill, and the bass player was a guy called David Pope Furman, who now lives in Kansas City. And his wife, who was an instructor at PLU, kind of came up with the idea of, hey, why not call it Pearl Django? And it actually has two different meanings, I think. One is, there's a famous quote about Django Reinhardt, how his music sounded like a pearl. And then there's that other band.
Yeah, if you're really
who shall remain nameless right now,
out catching the band, you might say, "Hey, Pearl Jam's playing." No, it's Pearl Django. tell me about Michael Gray when you joined the band. Was it a big difference to add a violin into the mix?
You know, not really, because I think that within this style, in the gypsy jazz lexicon, there's guitars and violins, and it's kind of the Euro style of string jazz, and definitely made popular by the quintet of the Hot Club of France, Django Reinhardt, and his compadre, Stefan Grappelli. And that was kind of the basis of what Pearl Django started out as. And then we add an accordion.
And all of a sudden you're on the streets of Paris.
Well, on the streets anyway.
Yeah. Now, Pearl Django's been playing around the scene for a long time, and I wonder, as we start a new year, if you guys had a magic wand and you could do anything to improve the jazz scene in the Northwest. If there's one thing you think we need more of, would it be more clubs, more audience members? What would you do to make the world a better place for jazz in the Northwest?
I say that. More clubs, more audience members, more of everything. I can't think of a reason not to have more jazz out there that people can hear. And you guys do a great job. Thank you so much for playing it all the time. And I mean, it's too bad that you can't clone yourselves. There could be KPLV and KPLW. And
we're working on it. And I guess a nice follow-up to that would be you have, as a group, and Gail has a couple of records out, a lot of great albums. Anything to talk about in the upcoming year as far as recordings?
Sure.
We'll start with Michael Gray.
We have we're working on our 12th CD. And you know, when you've been together as long as we have, you really have to, it's harder to come up with new material. I mean, when you your first three or four records, you can kind of, there's a big well, a larger well to draw from. And then the more you do it, the more you realize that you're kind of, not so much painting yourself into a corner, but you just really have to dig a little deeper for inspiration and where you're going to go to and what you're going to use. And so our 12th one should be out, we're hoping, the beginning of March, or actually the end of February.
Fantastic. Gail Pettis, do you have any plans for a third recording coming up?
I do, and I hope to have one out this year as well. And in the back of my mind, I've always wanted to do a Christmas CD, so maybe that will be in the works as well.
Well, you got plenty of time to work on that one. We're thrilled to have him here. Let's do one more song. How would we like to finish the show tonight, or this afternoon?
We'd like to do one of my favorite tunes, I Thought About You.
Pearl Django with Gail Pettis on KPLU.
I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars under the stars, there was a winding stream. The moon shining down some little town, and with each beam, the same old dream. With every stop that we made, I thought about you. And when I pulled down the shade, I felt so blue. Peeped through the crack, looked at the track, at the road leading back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. Thank you. shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars under the stars, there was a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam the same old dream, with every stop we made. Ooh, I thought about you when I pulled down the shade. I felt so blue, peeped through the crack, looked at the track, at the road leading back to you. And what did I do? What did I do? What did I do? I thought about you.